Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. What's up? I'm so excited to have you here. Dr. John is in the house. You guys, this guy is such an inspiration. We don't know each other in real life. However, you know, when you've been following somebody on Instagram and you like are watching them and you're like cheering them on and like you see all of this brightness coming out of a person, that has been what our relationship has been like. I'm just like cheering you on from afar. And I know that you've been so encouraging to me during parts of my journey. And I'm so excited to have you here to talk about your journey. So welcome to Journey to Alignment.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's I really appreciate that. Those are some kind words. I feel very similar with you. I feel like when I first followed you, wasn't exactly sure what to expect. And then after I've interacted with you, I just see how much of a beautiful heart you have. And it's just been amazing to get to know you. And I'm excited to hang out with you for a little bit today.
You are so sweet. Oh, I just love this. You know, there's like these certain people that you cross paths with and you don't really know why you're crossing paths with them, but something seems to line up. And this is one of those, this is one of those moments, like divine intervention. I just love how this stuff works. So let's start off with the big question. It's a loaded question and you can take it whatever direction you want, but where did your journey start?
I would say my journey started back in college. I started struggling with anxiety. I had actually had a couple panic attacks and I didn't know what was going on. The anxiety and the anxiousness I was experiencing was actually deep in my digestive tract and my gut. And so I started getting really bad nausea. Well, after seeing a doctor, they kind of pointed me the direction saying, oh, this might be a social anxiety thing. So at least that got, I didn't know what to do with it, but at least it kind of helped me go in that direction. So that's what started my journey, was panic attacks in college. And from that point forward, trying to either figure it out on my own, that kind of stuff. And then I eventually landed in, I went to a therapist, I went to counseling, and that's probably been about 7 or 8 years from now. And that's been huge for me. And there's a lot of other things on my journey.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Let's just take a moment to celebrate, like really leaning into advocating for your health and taking action steps towards becoming healthier, mind, body, and spirit. There's so many people who struggle, who don't know where to go or even how to find solutions to the problem and live with that for a really long time. So I'm such an advocate of like going hard in on finding solutions for your health. And I just praise you for that because not everybody does that and it's unfortunate. So I'm glad that you leaned into that and you're really taking this head on. I know I've seen like a huge transformation from you even in the past 3 months and diving even deeper into this more holistic approach. I mean, we can talk about your practice too, because I think that's really important part of your journey and why holistic health is really important to you. But tell us a little bit about, let's just start here. Like, what does alignment mean to you and how are you incorporating that into your life?
So I'm going to answer this in two ways.
Okay.
First way I'm going to answer it is from my profession in chiropractic. And what alignment means to me is aligning your spine and nervous system so your body can function at 100%. So I have a lot of patients who come to me in pain, come to me with muscle tension, muscle tightness, nervous system, spinal issues. Mm-hmm. And chiropractic 101, when we adjust the spine, we align the spine to take pressure off the nervous system. So that is what it means for me as a profession. But personally, when you first asked this question, I kind of thought about the personal alignment.
Right.
And to me, that means congruency. To me, that means being aligned with like your words and your actions, being aligned with what your mission is and your morals. So many times I've seen, even in my own life, if I'm not acting out of congruency, then it's kind of like I get this, you know, I'm like, am I being a hypocrite? Or I see other people that sometimes you don't see other people not acting in alignment or not in congruency with what they're saying. And for me, that's kind of actually why I'm going into the last 3 months, really making some changes so I can be more congruent, more aligned with what I believe.
Yeah, that's like a big thing to, I would say a lot of people struggle with even understanding what that congruency looks like, that alignment looks like for them, because we're human, right? And so we're really good at lying to ourselves and really good at faking it. And so I think that that's where a lot of us get out of alignment, is because we say a certain thing, maybe because we passionately, very deeply want this thing to happen, but then the behaviors aren't supporting it. And that's where, you know, the internal and the external start to meet up, and you're really living in your authentic truth at that point. And I have seen, like, you show up so consistent with your audience and with the people who are following you. And I don't know if you're doing that on purpose to keep yourself accountable, or if that's just a way of you to inspire and motivate other people, but I've witnessed it and I'm like, oh, he's doing the damn thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think part of that is like with social media, it's so easy to put on, you know, put on face and also kind of like almost disappear when things are not going well. Mm. And there's always, people are always there. It's like the term is like social media is like the highlight reel. And I try to be more, more congruent with that. You know, it's like, I'm not always positive and happy. But I don't want to also get on social media and be a downer and start being negative and having division. But I do want to be real. And I've shared shared some of the stuff as well. And to me, I think that that's probably what you're seeing there. So.
Yeah. And that leads into like the next question so beautifully too, of like, where throughout your journey have you felt like you've maybe taken a misstep off of the path and have been out of alignment and you've had to come back, and maybe that step out of alignment was actually bringing you closer to your center, but you just didn't know.
It's a great question. So I believe some of what kind of comes to my mind is I used to not take action. Mm-hmm. So for me, I used to have to like think through everything. I used to have to really like make sure I had my pros and cons and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so by me like going slow or not taking action, I've missed out on some opportunities and things in life. And to me, that's almost like I haven't been aligned because I haven't taken the action to do that. So, mm-hmm. Instead of being like, oh, I made the wrong step or I stepped outside of it. I think for me, it's like, not embracing my true desires. And so I have a few times where I've actually made some decisions in my life that looking back on it was like an incredible decision. And so I'm super grateful for like making those decisions. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Even when they seemingly don't make sense sometimes, or it looks like it's going to take you in a different direction, but those are like, that's like the Hail Mary of decision-making at times that really kind of save the game and like save you and bring you back into alignment with where you're meant to be going.
Yes.
I know personally, like there's been huge life-changing altering decisions that I've made that have felt off course, but ultimately, and maybe it wasn't quick. It wasn't like that automatic retrieval on getting something, the reward, right? The reward comes a little bit later, but have been like the most significant choices that I've ever made in my life. And that sounds like what you're talking about too, is like making those big decisions that bring you back.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say there's one thing that pops in my head is, I started out my practice about 4 years ago, and I, you know, joined the family business. My dad's a chiropractor. Well, after working at his office for about 6 months, I decided I wanted to go open my own practice elsewhere. And having that conversation with him, like, I know it broke his heart, because for years he was like, "Oh, my son's coming in, and he's planning on he's going to retire, and my son John's going to take over," and he had that in his mind. And I decided that I wanted to do something on my own. And to me, that was probably one of the hardest decisions I've made. There's multiple layers and things in relationship with my dad and whatnot. But to me, making that decision was like really difficult. And at the beginning felt maybe out of alignment, because that's what I always was thought I was going to do.
Yeah.
But months down the road, it's incredible how my dad came back and he kind of worked through his stuff, and how, you know, he was so proud of me months down the road when he started seeing the vision that I had. And coming full circle, that practice ended because of COVID. I was inside of a gym, and the gym closed, and it was in a corporate office building. It was an awesome setup, but based off of corporate America right now, everyone's working from home. So that being said, coming full circle, I've been able to now buy my dad's practice. He's retired, but I've been able to come back to that practice with better leadership skills, better communication skills, understanding how to start a practice from scratch, how to take care of patients better, instead of just kind of like riding on the coattails of what my dad has done. So, that's probably one of the things I can think about. So
yeah, that's huge. And this is such a good reminder. I'm so glad that you brought this up, because I think a lot of the listeners, and I've had to do this too, is like go against the grain of what your family expects, and having those really, really difficult conversations, or actually just like removing yourself from that expectation and creating some boundaries there and some distance and some space and learning things on your own and not riding the coattails and being able to really step into your purpose, knowing that this is actually truly what you wanted, not like a dream that your dad had for you, but something that you wanted. And I just want this to be like a great reminder and a reflection to anybody listening, that if you are living in what you think is, I'm going to do air quotes here, like your purpose, because your family thinks you should be doing that, or has told you this is what your dream is, or this is what your purpose is, this is your path, know that you have the permission to step outside of that and explore for yourself if that is truly in alignment for you. And for you, like, full circle, came right back, and your dad actually did get his dream out of it. He got to retire. You did take over the practice, and you feel more complete because you stepped away. Like, such a great reminder, and bold and courageous, by the way. So that's not easy to do, especially with family. Like, that can be one of the hardest decisions and actions that you can take. So you are a man who lives out your truth by like the actions. No kidding. Like, you really have the actions behind your words.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say, like, the hardest part of all that was, you know, we talked about, when did my journey begin?
Yeah.
Oftentimes you have symptoms, or you have, you know, for me, I was developing anxiety. So I started working with a therapist. Well, we went back and found out a time when I was 12 years old that was really impactful in my life. And so going into this conversation and this season of change with my dad, and telling him, "Hey, I don't want to buy the practice. I'm going to move on and do my own thing." It was me. I was 27 at the time, but there were aspects of me being 12 years old again, not wanting to disappoint him. So like, that to me was very healing, because it was like, I was coming to him as a 12-year-old who had been, you know, who had experienced some emotional and verbal trauma. So now I'm this, you know, 27-year-old. So that to me was like, was incredibly healing, but it wasn't, it was almost like healing after the fact. And I didn't realize that that's what it was. So,
yeah.
And I would say that sometimes, especially for the listeners, if you're debating going outside of what your family wants for you, you have to decide, ultimately, like what's best for you, right? For me, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to be a rebel and say, you know, screw you, Dad, I'm doing my own thing, right? That's not in alignment. That's not in, that's not actually bringing life. For me, it was, I'm going to do what's best for me. I'm going to do what's best for 27-year-old John, for 12-year-old John, for eventually 32, 35-year-old John. And I think when you do that, it might take some time, but eventually people are going to come back to you and be like, wow, I'm really proud of you. This is incredible. I'm really glad you did that. So if anyone is experiencing that, I'd really want to encourage you with that.
Yeah. Such great encouragement. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that part of your story. I think this is part of the story, part of the journey is that aren't typically talked about because it's not on the highlight reel. You know, it's more of the darker parts, or not darker, but like the shadow parts, like that inner child work is hard to go through. And especially stepping into it, like you showed up in a 27-year-old body, but the emotions of the 12-year-old, like, whew, that's big. That's really big. Inner child work is so incredibly important on anybody's journey. It just demands a lot of you. So it's like one of those audacious, like I'm stepping into this, but has like the most magnetic, huge results at the end and is a really beautiful experience.
I would agree 1,000%. To me, it's inner, it's like unlocked personal freedom. And
yes,
so it's been like, that's why like it's easier for me to be congruent and like share things on social media. Cause it's like, I have this personal freedom and I still care what people think, but at the end of the day, it's like, I'm healing that and I'm coming from a much different place. I'm not a sensitive, wounded 12-year-old, like who gets offended. I'm like, you know, the 31-year-old man, and I'm not as, things still will get to me, but they don't get to me as long. So,
yeah, it's from a place of like inner peace and healing and really grounded and rooted in who you are. And that's so beautiful. And like stepping more into that, into the person who you are now and practices that you do to maintain this congruency or this alignment, what are some of those things that you do to maintain this strength that you have now and that confidence of like knowing who you are?
That's a great question. I would say building like routine and consistent things to kind of check in. Journaling has been incredible for me. Over the years, I've kept multiple journals. I would say I'm an overthinker. I used to think that was a bad thing, but once I realized it's my superpower, I can just get my thoughts out on paper. One of the cycles or the spirals that I've had in the past is overthinking and then judging my thoughts. But what I do is I write those thoughts down, create words on paper, and then I can judge the words I've written. So to me, that's really helpful. Especially if I'm just wrestling with something or, you know, feeling upset or even just want to, you know, write down my gratitude. So journaling to me has been huge. And then a couple other things that help keep me in alignment, especially throughout the week, working with patients, can be energetically demanding.
Yeah.
It can be taxing and stressful. So what I do is I make sure that I don't spread myself thin during the week. If I go, out to like a meal or I meet up with friends, it's probably only one night a week. The rest of the time is meant for me to restore, to relax and to, just take care of myself. And so I love to do, sensory deprivation float tanks, the saltwater float tanks.
Those are so, so awesome.
Those are incredible. Those, if you're listening, if you've never done them before, you have to find a place to do a float. And, I would say, don't judge the experience till afterwards. Oftentimes you can get in your head about it. But it's a phenomenal way to just really recharge, relax your body. If I'm ever feeling exhausted, to me, it's like a nap on steroids. If I'm feeling like I'm feeling good energetically, it's an incredible way to open up creativity and that kind of thing.
That's amazing. So, everybody go float. Everybody go float right now.
I'll float this week.
Yeah. I love what you said about I feel like this is giving some people permission to not say yes to every social engagement and take time for themselves. This, I talk about this all the time about energetic budgeting, and that really does come down to saying no to other people so much more and saying yes to yourself a whole lot more. And that's been something that's been really powerful for you to really be able to lean into the routines that you've set out for yourself, build your confidence in the commitments that you've made to yourself, and making sure that you are energetically balanced so that you can perform and show up for your patients and your clients. And I mean, when you're in your purpose, you have to live your life accordingly. And sometimes that is setting really strong boundaries so that you can be fully in your purpose. And that is energetic budgeting, and that is not going out all the time. And that sometimes it's these moments of what kind of seems like isolation, but really it's not that. It's harnessing your own energy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I would say I'm more of an introvert. So I would say I restore or recharge alone better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So because I'm happen to be an extrovert all day long with patients, I make sure I have time by myself. And one of my favorite things is a weekend morning to wake up, have a slow morning, make myself breakfast and read and relax and just have, an hour or two on a Saturday or Sunday morning to really do that. So
yes, self-care, self-love. You are doing the most with that. I love it so much. It's so nice to have a divine masculine energy show up on the podcast and really talk about therapy and self-care and self-love and doing that inner child work and stepping out into your purpose. It's so important to be able to hear these stories, because I don't think a lot of people are talking about it, and we need more examples of models of behavior of what do I do? And so with all of that being said, do you have any words of wisdom for those listening who maybe are just starting out on their journey? What would you recommend as the first thing to step into?
There's a mantra that I've adopted in my life. It is do it and decide later. Mm-hmm. I'm someone that I used to need a lot of motivation to take action. But it goes back to just doing the thing and then deciding later. So don't judge whether you want to do the thing while you're doing the thing. So for example, let's take exercise, right? So it's go to the gym, commit to being there for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after you're there for 20 minutes, decide whether you want to do another 20 minutes. Or, if you're I should really eat this healthy meal or do this, that, and the other, but I'd rather have this. Well, eat the healthy meal. And then after you've eaten it, decide if you want something else. So, so that's something that's been really helpful for me. I know that, those are kind of more tangible external things, but, you can still do that with journaling. You can still do that with, a float tank, ice baths. You can do it with that, a sound bowl experience. It's almost I don't feel like I want to, or I'm not motivated to do it. Just do the thing. Experience it, and then decide after the fact whether you're glad you did it or not. And chances are, if you know it's good for you, you're going to be really grateful that you did that thing.
That is such an amazing way to look at starting something that may be outside of your comfort zone and really taking it into like bite-sized pieces rather than having to like step into this whole new, like we'll say like conscious, like spiritual, super deep, like woo-woo, all of that. Like take it one step at a time, one decision at a time. I love that. I'm going to have to adopt that one. I do that on my run sometimes. I'm running and I'll start to feel tired and I'll be like, okay, if I just make it to the next little light, then I can decide if I want to keep going. And then I get there and I'm like, no, I can still keep going. So that's such great advice. Thank you so much for that one. I'm really going to put that one into action this week because I know that I will come up against something I don't really want to do, but I'll decide later. I'll do it and I'll decide later.
Love that. Awesome.
Thank you so much for all of this. This has been so amazing having you here. I would love to hear and share with everybody, where can we find you? Where can we see you showing up and leaning into your truth and being congruent and showing us what you're all about and learning more about how you are living in alignment?
So the best way is going to be on Instagram. Instagram handle is It's Dr. John. All one word, doctor spelt out. And yeah, that's probably the best way to find me. And I would love to connect with you guys. And
yes,
this has been such an honor and a pleasure to be on the podcast. I've been listening now for a few months, and I'm so thankful for you for having me on the podcast.
Yes, it has been such a pleasure. You always know that when my vibes are rising, when my frequency is rising, so is yours. So I rise, you rise. Let's go, baby.
'Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.